This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love epigrams, aphorisms, true rules, secrets of adulthood, paradoxes, proverbs, and so I love the work of Oscar Wilde. I find myself quoting him and thinking about his observations all the time. There's one line from his novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray, that I think about all the time. I find it very true and also puzzling. In the novel, the character Harry observes, "There are many things that we would throw away if we were not afraid that others might pick them up." I've experienced this myself, and I've seen other people struggle with it. I don't really want that promotion, but I don't want someone else to get that job. You don't really want that boyfriend, but you know that someone else will snap him up the minute you break up with him. You don't want to pass up an opportunity and then see someone else take advantage of it. The problem is, because of this phenomenon, we sometimes do things that we don't want to do, just because we don't want to see others do them. There are many things we would throw away if we were not afraid that others might pick them up. I think it's very helpful to recognize this, so that we can try to take it into account when we make our decisions. If it's right for us to throw something away, we should, even if someone else will pick it up. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.